What's your thoughts?
Just going down and practicing and perfecting it at practice. You know, you do everything right at practice, it's going to relay over to the game. So, you know, our focus right now is coming out and practicing perfect.
Along those same regards, we've heard your quarterback talk, Brock's talked in the last couple of weeks that you guys have had good weeks of practice and everything. Why? What's not translating, I guess, come game day for this past
It's just the NFL. You know, you're not going to win every game. You're going to go against good defenses like the Broncos where you have to, you know, do things on the fly. And it's a game of football. You know, you can't win every one.
He's had a lot of Brock's success has come home this season. Why do you think that he's been better at home this year?
We as a team, definitely this crowd helps a lot being here. You know, guys, I guess, get a little bit more pumped when they're here at the at our stadium and know the field a little better. You know, but it's definitely a mind thing, I think, being at home. But, you know, this crowd is definitely rocking all the time.
How big would it be to get a win this week and enter, you know, the halfway point of the season, 5-3?
That'd be big. Going in our bye, 5-3, number one in our division. That's a lot of momentum to build off of in the second half.
What adjustments need to be made to help this offense get that little boost?
Guys making plays, myself also, you know, going out there making plays when my number is called, you know, so everybody being accountable, all 11 guys, including me.
I know there's been a lot of focus, obviously, on Brock, but do you feel like kind of everyone on the offense needs to do a little more to kind of help things improve?
Of course. Anytime we lose a game, you can't point the fingers at the guy that everybody want to point the finger at, because it's not just him. It's 10 other guys on the football field that need to help him out, including myself.
Do you take it personally that y'all all need to kind of – because, I mean, even though you don't listen, but I'm sure you know people are criticizing him, but is it personal to, like, help him improve so the whole offense can improve?
One thing I can say about him, he doesn't let that get to him or what goes on outside of him – you know, this locker room or the field. He's the same guy every day. You know, so I couldn't tell that, you know, people were talking bad about him, the way he carries himself. But definitely – you know, we lost three big games. So, you know, it's definitely something that everybody know that they can do better to help us win.
Is that a good thing when your QB is so even-tempered and whatnot, or do you kind of want him to get fired up sometimes, I guess?
He definitely gets fired up. He definitely gets fired up. But, you know, he's an even-keeled guy. That's how it is. It's early in the season. You don't want him to get too rattled or you know, get down on himself or, you know, all other guys in the stock rocking room as well.
Same way in the game, does that help?
That helps a lot. It helps a lot. Being composed, you know, standing out there thinking, even when it's fourth quarter and we're down by double-digit points, that, you know, we can still be in this game. That affects us, not just him also.
Does that help also when you come off a series that didn't go well, but you're still communicating the right
way? Of course, because it's a long season. You know, so if we see something that, you know, we can work on, not just during that game, but maybe the next game help us out, and that communication is key.
No problem. DeAndre, it seems like the team, you mentioned being even-keeled, the team has a very even-keeled feel to it. You know, some of the fans, we're kind of the liaison between you guys and the fans. Some of the fans are in panic mode right now. I come here to practice today. Everyone's upbeat. Everyone's positive. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, a lot of guys play a lot of football. You know, I've been in a season where we was 2-14. So I know it's a long season. I know, you know, we have a good team to – that the games that we did lose, you know, were games that, you know, we beat ourselves. Give credit to the other team. But, you know we're a good team, and we know we have a long season ahead of us, so nobody hanging their head. We're number one in our division.
Did you have a chance to spend some time with the military people
that were here today? Yeah, I did. You know, they were all nice. They were all getting on me about fantasy football. You know, luckily I don't play fantasy football too much to know about it. I play real football, but yeah.
Is there a little bit of that, even as you joke, that they're just like, they can be just like everybody
else? Yeah, they are. I got family members that are in the military. They're normal people. They just do a great service for our country.